But anyway, it it went on and until the Army in 1932, the Army was relieved of the responsibility and it was turned over to the Department of Interior. But the same organization existed to a large extent. And then in 1956, for several years, the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Commerce had been suggesting that there was only a need for one federal road building agency. And they had in the lower states, they had the Bureau of Public Roads under the Department of Agriculture. And in our forests in Alaska, we had the Bureau of Public Roads building highways and maintaining them. And yet in all other areas of Alaska, we had this other federal agency, the Alaska Road Commission. So there was a lot of lobbying that went on to let's have just one road building agency. And then the question was, which agency will it be? And of course there was a lot of animosity and a lot of lobbying that went on as to which one it would be. Well, it ended up that it was that the Bureau of Public Roads took over the Alaska Road Commission in 1956. And at that time I was a part of the Alaska Road Commission, and again, there was no change in the organization because the Bureau of Public Roads didn't have an organization which built and maintained roads. In other words, the Alaska Road Commission had evolved by that time into a state highway department. And so when it was taken over by the Bureau of Public Roads, it continued in that function. It had to.